The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and a lot of us love perennials. And one of our favorite early summer, late spring flowering perennials is the iris. And we have talked about growing iris many, many times, but this is the time of the year where a lot of the growers have iris available, and the best, the Cadillac of all iris growers comes from the West Coast, from a little town called Salem, Oregon. And the name of the company is Shriners Iris Garden. And Dinah is here to tell you everything that she knows and can give you in the next half hour on how to grow iris. Dinah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I am so pleased you were able to get up early. I know with the 3-hour change, it's a little early where you are, and it is much appreciated.
Oh, it's a wonderful dark evening out here in, dark morning in Salem, Oregon. Yes, early it is.
It is. Now, this is the time of the year where people are beginning to cut back the dead foliage on some of their perennials. They're doing a little bit of dividing and transplanting. How late can people order some of your really fancy-looking irises and plant them and have great results?
Well, that depends all on where the garden is located. The best results come from what iris that are planted at least 6 weeks before the first hard frost in that area. So we have a shipping cutoff map on our website that corresponds with traditionally the when that 6 weeks would be.
Okay, so that people should go to the website, and depending on where they live, it will tell them how quickly they need to get the iris planted in the garden. Now,
that's right.
Now, what is the website that they would go to?
Our website is www.ShrinersGardens.com, and Shriners is spelled S-C-H-R-E-I-N-E-R-S. And the first cutoff date for the northern states, New England and the upper northern states, would be this Tuesday, September 8th.
Okay, so if they want to order some new and some exciting color and color combinations, it's something that they should do right now.
If they live in the northern states, absolutely. Folks in the southern states and the western states do have a couple of more weeks before we stop taking orders for those areas. We have a new sale that just launched on Friday for some of the more recent Shriner introductions, $5 off each of those. And so those are some really fantastic large blossoms, great color combinations. I encourage folks to go check out that sale on our website.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking through the catalog, and it was like a rainbow of colors, and every color combination that you can imagine, and some of the varieties are just incredible. Now, when you're planting, can you tell our listeners what's the best way to plant iris? Because a lot of people, I think, will call me and they'll say, I planted iris, they're not blooming, and I'll ask them how deep. So how would you prepare the soil, and how deep would you plant the iris tubers?
The 3 points to remember when planting bearded iris are plant shallow, so that the top of the rhizome, some folks call it a bulb or a tuber. It's the iris rhizome. It kind of looks like a large piece of ginger. And that should be actually visible above the surface of the soil. So they're planted very shallow. Create a donut hole where you've got a ring trench and then a little bit of a raised area in the center. Set the rhizome on top of that raised center, spread out the roots to anchor it, and fill in the dirt all around. That's the way, that the best way. The second key point is that soil should drain really well. They don't like to stand in water. And then the third, they should get at least 6 hours of sun every day.
Beautiful. That's a great recommendation. Now, how about trimming the foliage? Should it be trimmed before winter?
Well, trimming the foliage does keep the garden tidy. Trimming it before the real mucky weather gets there will prevent creating a haven for bugs, insects, pests to make nests in that area. So we recommend that, before the first frosts and rains to really set in, trim that back to about 6 inches. That keeps the foliage more upright through all the winter weather, and that trimmed foliage will eventually die back and be replaced by the new shoots in the spring.
Okay, that's good information. Now, if you're planting new irises or you have an established iris clump in your perennial bed, do they need any special winter protection?
We do recommend for areas that get some really hard freezes through the winter. So the northern areas certainly can protect from the frigid temperatures. The snow actually creates its own sort of insulation. But when we're talking just freezing rain and just layers of ice, you can protect with pine boughs, straw, even leaves, dried leaves. As long as all of that winter protection is cleared off in the spring when the first signs of new foliage start coming through, you want to clear that off and let the surface of that rhizome be exposed to the air and the sun.
Okay. Now, that's something that you would do like around Thanksgiving, because I know one year I figured I was going to be very, very busy in the fall, and I mulched in daylilies and hosta and iris, and I did it early. I did it in late September, and the mice got in and they really ate a lot of stuff that was there. So we want to wait until these rodents have had a chance to find a place to live before we create nice, soft straw areas for them to live in for the winter, right?
I would recommend, absolutely, waiting until that freezing is going to start. Interesting. The rhizome is toxic. So it would be interesting for rodents to chew it out. They would perish quickly, I feel.
Okay.
eat the rhizome. But they can dislodge it, which can be just as devastating to the rhizome. If it gets dislodged, and then it can't grow. And the burrowing rodents are going to be digging tunnels underneath that and just wreaking havoc in the garden generally. So not providing a home for pests is a good rule of thumb in the garden for sure, and the reason for trimming the foliage.
Okay, so if we trim the foliage, we wait until the ground begins to freeze, then we can cover them and protect them from the winter sun so there's no dieback during those nice, windy, sunny days during the winter when we have no snow cover. When we have snow cover, it's like putting a blanket on them.
Exactly.
And that's exactly right. And they really do very, very well. Now, tell us about your summer sale. And, well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back,
okay. Let's
talk about your summer sale, your clearance sale of irises that's still on, and then talk a little bit about the shipping so that people can get them planted in enough time so that next year they can have the most beautiful iris, because you're the Cadillac grower.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Dinah from the Schreiner Iris Garden in Salem, Oregon. And she's been telling us that now is the time to get our iris planted, how to plant them. But one thing I think that you would be impressed, Dinah, how many iris varieties do you grow?
Altogether, we grow well over 1,000 different varieties, combining the tall bearded, the intermediate, the tiny dwarf iris, and of course the beardless iris.
Wow. So how about that, folks? You've got 1,000 different plants to choose from, and in your nursery, how many iris plants do you grow?
In the nursery, we have our acres planted, and that's well over 1,000 varieties. In our display garden, which is in full bloom in the month of May, we have approximately 500 planted for visitors to view during bloom season, mixed in with other springtime perennials.
Okay, so this is not a hobby. This is a full-time job, right?
For the last 90 years, yes, indeed.
Wow. So how many generations?
Currently, the third generation of the Schreiner family is running the farm, Ray, Steve, and Liz.
Wow. And they've all been hybridizing and creating incredible varieties. Now, give us the website where people can go to, and then they can order them even today and have them shipped out on Tuesday so that they'll have plenty of time to get them planted. What is the website one more time?
That's right. It's www.shrinersgardens.com, and that's spelled S-C-H. R-E-I-N-E-R-S Gardens. And I do want to add, I'm sorry to contradict, but if they place their order this weekend online, they will ship out in about a week to 10 days, because What's unique, I think, about Shriners is that we leave the plants in the ground until they're ready to ship. So we do not have the rhizomes in the warehouse ready to fulfill orders, but we collect the orders and then we send our crew out into the field and dig them, wash them and trim them, and then pack them and ship them. And all of that takes about a week to 10 days to prepare, and then they go out, and then they ship out from the farm.
So you can't ask for anything better than that. They haven't been sitting in storage for a month. They're all freshly dug, clean, inspected, and prepared so that when they get to the gardener's home, they're ready to be put in, and that way they'll have plenty of enjoyment. Now, what would you feed iris with to keep them so that they're multiplying, they're growing larger, and they're blooming on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm. Iris like a low nitrogen fertilizer. For example, a 5-10-10 or a 6-10-10. They also do well with superphosphate or bone meal, although the caution with bone meal is that it can attract critters that are digging up the bone meal, and that can disturb the iris itself. So you'd have to be careful there if you know in your area that the raccoons or whatnot are going to come after the bone meal. But if a low nitrogen granular fertilizer worked in the soil about the time that tulips are blooming in the neighborhood, and then again roughly a month after bloom season, and any time that you're transplanting or planting new iris in the garden, you can sprinkle in a bit of that low nitrogen fertilizer.
Perfect. Because I would have just figured a standard everyday garden food, but it's nice to know that you don't want to use the high nitrogen. That way you'll get just leaves and you won't get as many blossoms.
That's exactly right.
Now, we're running out of time. We want to encourage all of you, check out the website. And is there a phone number that people can call to get more information, Dinah?
Yes, although we'll be closed Monday, Labor Day, the phone number is 800-525-2367, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Thank you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Beautiful Sunday, about 70 degrees here in Maine. A good day to get a little bit of yard work done, pick some of your vegetables, start to clean your gardens, and work on your compost pile. And if you have a question, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Wadine from Connecticut. She's got a question about one of her house plants.
Wadine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I have a crotin.
Yes.
And the leaves keep falling off.
Okay. Is it inside your home or outside?
Yes. It's inside.
Okay. Croton is a plant that if you want to keep it inside, must have that hot, direct sun during, from 11 until 4. It really likes the heat. It likes a lot of sun. It likes to be watered, but not kept on the wet side. So I always tell people, take your index finger, push it in two knuckles. If it feels moist, leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how long have you had it?
About 2 months.
Okay. Did you repot it at all, or is it in the same container?
In the same container.
Okay. Why don't you do this? When you're done reading the Sunday paper, put some newspaper down on your counter, pick up the plant, and pull the plant out of the pot, and look at the root system. And if the root system is growing around and around and around the outside edges of your container, it needs to be repotted. Okay. And then you would upgrade the pot 2 inches larger in size and use a good quality potting soil. Black gold is very good. Ideal Organics is an excellent potting soil. But stay away from the cheap stuff. Use a good soil. And they also like to be fed every month with a liquid food like the Neptune's Harvest. And if you can feed it on a regular basis, then you'll get more color to your leaves. If you don't feed them, you'll have a lot of green leaves, but all of a sudden the yellow, the orange, the red will begin to disappear. So keep them well fed and lots of sun.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend now.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rose from Massachusetts. She's got a couple questions, one about compost and another one about apple trees.
Okay. Rose, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is, can I put my tomato plants in the composter that I have? You know, like the spent, you know, the...
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Now, the only thing is, did you have that blight that hit your tomato plants?
On some of them, I did.
Okay.
So keep them out?
Keep them out.
Okay.
Because, see, the thing that happens is, to kill the blight, you need to have heat that will cook the spores.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes the compost pile doesn't get hot enough to kill the spore. So let's not take a chance.
Uh-huh.
Just throw it out with the trash.
Okay.
And put your cucumbers and pumpkins and stuff like that. But for tomatoes that have had the blight, I'd say no.
Okay. And can I put dried chicken manure in the composter?
Oh, yeah. That'll help.
I know it's good for vegetable gardens, but I just needed to. Also, my other question is on, I have two apple trees. One's Braeburn, the other one's a Cortland, that I'd like to plant now, but I'd like to give them a really good head start for next year. How do I go about that?
Okay. So are these potted or balled in burlap?
They're potted.
They're potted. Okay. Dig a hole that's going to be twice the size of your container.
Uh-huh.
So if your container is a 10-inch pot, you need a hole 20 to 24 inches wide and about 12 to 15 inches deep. And in that hole, fill it with some good topsoil, a little compost, some of your chicken manure that you have, and you want to plant them. Now, if you look at the stem coming out of the pot, you're going to see where they were grafted. There's like a swollen area or a fist. It doesn't come out straight.
Mm-hmm.
That graft has to be just out of the soil.
Okay.
And then you can put some mulch around it. And just keep it wet until all the foliage comes out. And in your area, do you have rabbits?
Yes, I have rabbits, I have deer, I have coyotes, I have skunks, possum, you name it, I got it.
Okay.
My property borders a cranberry bog, so I get everything going through.
Okay. What you want to do is go to your local garden center, feed and grain store.
Mm-hmm.
They will sell a tree collar. And it is white in color. And it's in the shape of like a corkscrew plastic. And you can unwind it and wrap the stem of your plant from the ground up as high as it goes, push it into the ground about 1 inch, and that way the mice, the voles, the rabbits won't eat the bark from your plant during the winter. If you just put it out there, they're going to say, you know what? Rose put some ice cream out there for us. So if you can get some type of a tree wrap, and again, a lot of the garden centers will have this white plastic tree wrap, and it just is like a big corkscrew. It wraps around.
How far into the ground does that go? You know,
about half an inch to an inch.
Okay. So it just takes the mice and everything away from the tree.
Right.
Okay. Also, on that Cortland one, I noticed that there was a little bit of green paint or something. Looks like paint. Just specks, but, it looks like maybe there was some kind of cut or something, and they might have done something to protect it or keep bugs out of it.
If there's no,
without seeing it, I'm sure you wouldn't. You know.
Yeah, if there's no indentation or rot, what it could be is a product that they put on it to repel rodents.
Okay.
It could be a indicator that that particular plant was now ready to be dug and potted.
Okay.
So it could be anything, but I would not be concerned about it at this point.
All right, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Ohio. He's got a question about his tree leaves falling off.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the trees?
Oh, I am planting a wired fireback gum this spring, and about a month after I planted it, the leaves started to drop, and there's no leaves on it now. But you can bend the limbs. I checked the branch, and it was green inside.
Okay. Well, that's a real good signal. Now, you planted it this spring, you said?
Yes.
Okay, what I would do, we've had a very dry summer in a lot of places. I would continue to water. I would also get a liquid fertilizer like the Neptune's Harvest, and when you apply it to your tree at this time of the year, it will stimulate the roots to get them established before winter gets here without encouraging the plant to make any new growth. And I think that you know, it just could have dried out during the year, and that's why it did drop its foliage. But I think if you can feed it with the liquid food, and you said it's green underneath the bark, the stems are still flexible, there's a very good chance that the plant's going to come back. I had planted a golden rain last year. It has beautiful golden yellow flowers and then pink pods at my house. And when I first put it in, I bet you I lost a third of the foliage the first week. And I was really upset. And I remember that when I got the plant from the pot, there were big roots that had been cut. So I think what they did is they potted it, they grew it, it rooted to the ground, and then when they got ready to sell it, they cut all of those roots. So the plant went into shock. I fed it, I watered it, and I'll tell you, that tree right now is out of this world. So don't give up on it. It will come back.
Okay, I thought maybe it just went into shock.
Yeah, so just keep feeding it, watering it, and next year it'll come right back for you.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. You have a great weekend, John. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are you an organic gardener? Folly does a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Extend your life with Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Massachusetts. He's got a question about peat moss.
Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. A little complex question, but easy enough. My question is about using peat moss on some low and very compact areas in my yard. Last spring, I had a septic installed, and the area was graded and loamed and hydroseeded. It was hydroseeded in the fall, and right now I plan to have the lawn aerated and then use the peat moss. So I appreciate your info on how to use the peat moss and what else to help the lawn.
Okay.
Now it's September.
Okay. How much loam did they put down, John?
Let's see, for the septic, it's hard to measure, I guess.
Like 2 or 3 inches?
28 cubic feet.
You said about 2 inches?
I'd say 2 inches, yeah.
About 2 inches, okay. And is there grass growing there now?
There's grass growing, but there are some bare spots, patches. Right, there is some, and there is grass, and there are patches.
Okay. What I would rather you do, the problem with peat moss put on the surface, as it dries, it's going to blow away.
Right.
So peat moss has to be worked into the soil and blended as part of the soil. And if you do that, then you're going to destroy the seeds that are there. So what I would rather have you do is to add a seed that will tolerate a dry location. Now, there's a seed company called Pearls Premium, and they're out of Massachusetts, and they just won the Massachusetts Challenge Award for Innovation and the Boston Museum of Science Award for one of the three best inventions to come out of New England for this year. And this grass seed is very unique. You only mow it once a month. It produces a root system that will live in the soil 12 to 14 inches deep. It only requires feeding spring and fall. And if you call them and you order the seed right now, they're having a blue moon sale. And that will save you 20% of the cost of grass seed. The phone number is 508-653-0800. So 508-653-0800. And this is a very, very unique grass seed. There's no GMOs in it, but it produces a huge root system. It requires half the amount of seed. And I was talking with the owner of the company, and he said that this year, over half of his grass seed production was shipped to California because of the drought situation, and he had never had that much grass seed go to one area, and he, of course, he was thrilled, but he just, they're running out of seed for this year. The new crop is now coming in, but they're having the sale. It's 20% off. Call that number and they'll ship it to you. And again, it requires half the amount of water that anything else does, less mowing, less fertilizer, and it's going to save you a lot of money in the long run.
Paul, a quick question again. I'm going to have the lawn aerated and then use the peat moss. Is that the correct order of aerating and then put on the peat moss, or put down the peat moss and then aerate?
Are you going to be just cutting a hole, or are you taking plugs?
A hole.
Okay, if you're going to...
Excuse me, plugs.
Plugs, okay. If you're doing plugs, then do the plugs first, then throw your peat moss, and then your grass seed, and then you'll be in great shape. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Daniel, for all your help. Bye-bye.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at...